This is Akashvani, Itanagar. The news read by Hageani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized the critical importance of global peace in securing a brighter future for humanity. He asserted that the success of our collective efforts relies on unity and collaboration among nations and communities. In a signed message to Adish C. Agarwala, senior advocate and president of the International Conference of Jurists and Writers for World Peace scheduled for October 9 to 10 in London, PM Modi reiterated that global peace is fundamental for a brighter future, reinforcing that our shared endeavours rely on unity. He highlighted India's historical commitment to peace, drawing inspiration from figures such as Bhagwan Buddha and Mahatma Gandhi, who emphasised human dignity and welfare values that remain profoundly relevant today. Former President Ramnath Kovind, who headed the high-level committee on One Nation, One Election, said that India will greatly benefit from adopting simultaneous elections in its steady march towards a Viksit Bharat. He said this in New Delhi while delivering the 30th Lal Bahadur Shastri Memorial Lecture on Simultaneous Elections. Kovind added that simultaneous elections will have long-term benefits such as better governance, policy stability, social cohesiveness, economic growth and enhanced global competitiveness. He said it has the potential to be a foundational reform for a more inclusive and prosperous future. Deputy Chief Minister Chowna Mien has extended deep sense of gratitude to the Government of India for bestowing the classical language status upon Pali. This recognition is not only a historic milestone, but also a profound tribute to a language that has shaped the spiritual and cultural heritage of countless generations, particularly through the teachings of Theravada Buddhism. Mien said, for the people of Arunachal Pradesh, this acknowledgement further deepens our connection to a language that reflects our spiritual traditions. This recognition will promote the study and appreciation of Pali, enriching our shared heritage and strengthening the cultural fabric of our great nation, he added. At least 10 people have lost their lives in floods and landslides triggered by heavy rainfall in Meghalaya's West Garo Hills and South Garo Hills district since Friday. In a heartbreaking incident, a family of 7, including 3 children, were killed when a landslide buried their home in the remote village of Hatiyasa Songma. Rescue teams are actively working to recover the bodies, officials confirmed. A team of officials led by Food Safety Officer Dr. K.Y. Tukshipa conducted a 3-day Food Safety and Standards Authority of India license checking drive in Tawang district. The team, along with police personnel, inspected various shops for valid FSSAI licenses and checked for expired items. Additionally, IEC activities were carried out for food business operators to raise awareness about compliance with food safety standards. The 3-day operation also generated revenue through the issuance and renewal of FSSAI license. The Arunachal State Badminton Association, in its annual general body meeting on Saturday, adopted several key resolutions for promotion and development of badminton in the state. ASBA resolved to establish district-level training centres to identify and nurture young talents and conduct regular tournaments to promote the game. As per the resolution, training centres will be established within 6 months. Further, ASBA will organise at least 4 state-level tournaments annually, collaborate with schools and educational institutes to integrate badminton into their curriculum, engage experienced coaches and trainers for capacity buildings, etc. Arunachal's Rupa Bayor has made history by becoming the first Indian taekwondo athlete to secure a spot in the world's top 10 Pumsai ranking by the World Taekwondo. The athlete from Sipi village in Upper Subansiri district is now ranked 9th globally. Bayor, who is also the first Indian female athlete to win a medal at a World Taekwondo G2 event, recently clinched a silver medal at the WT G2 Australian Open Taekwondo Championship held in Brisbane, Australia. India Met Department has forecast light to moderate rainfall over northeast and south peninsular India today. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.